Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by bestblacknews.com. Big Rob, there are people that's doing great things, man, during this pandemic.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, we're trying to bring it to you, family. And keeping with that, we want to bring to the show today, introduce to y'all Miss Tomorrow Moultrie, who has a real estate company, a mogul. Rob, she's doing it across state lines, man. Wisconsin, Florida, all over the place. And she has a very good initiative, raising money for healthcare workers. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you. So you have a real estate company. What, you originally based out of Milwaukee?
Yes. I am a Milwaukee, Wisconsin native. And I do have real estate companies in Wisconsin, Illinois, Georgia, and Florida.
All right. So tell us about this fundraiser that you're doing for healthcare workers.
Well, there's two fundraisers that I'm doing, and I'm looking for the community to help me out as much as possible, because if it was not for the frontline workers, we would not be able to fight this pandemic without them. So I'm looking to raise money for down payment assistance and closing costs for the frontline workers and healthcare workers in order to help them with their costs for them buying a home.
Wow, very creative.
In all 50 states.
Oh, really? Wow. Wow. Great idea. That's a
thank you.
Awesome idea. So how can people get involved?
Well, I have a GoFundMe. And people can definitely reach me on my public figure page on Facebook. I'm very popular on Facebook. I do a lot of lives. They can reach that fundraiser on my public figure page. They can watch my personal page. And I do have a Facebook fundraiser as well. It just started. Many people have not seen it yet. And I'm just happy to be here to spread the word to everyone who might be interested in helping these people, because they do deserve a home. Because again, if it were not for them fighting for us, our families, putting their lives on the line, you know, we would not have this help if it was not for them.
That's true. And I know you're only trying to raise $10 million, so Big Rob might better help you out, close that thing out today. Right, Big Rob? She only needs
right.
$10 million, Rob.
No, I ain't got that kind of money.
Come on, Big Rob.
This I got $10.
He's a high-ranking Masonic. This dude got loot, Tamara. He got loot and people like him.
Well, listen, I hope so. I hope that anybody who's listening today will be interested in helping us to raise this money, because, you know, I am looking to help anyone, even with new construction, you know, resale properties. And with all of the people and the listeners that are listening today, if they could pass the word and get on my Facebook page to help us out, that would be great. It's going to be a bunch of us trying to get this money to these people so that we can help them.
Right. Now, tell us about your real estate company and how is the market right now, given the current situation?
Well, with me personally, I have to be honest with you and tell you, pre-pandemic, I really didn't have too much of an issue because I'm a virtual broker. I work remotely. So with me having these different companies, I have a home in three of the states that I'm licensed in. So I work remotely. I don't have offices. It really hasn't bothered me much, except the fact that some of my out-of-state investors, they actually backed out on a couple of deals just because of fear. However, I do want to say that my business has tripled or quadrupled during this time. And I know that everyone has not been in this similar situation, but I do a lot of marketing and I keep my face in front of people. I do live every week and I just keep everybody involved and educate the masses and let people know that all is not lost and that they are able to purchase, even with credit issues and people who have lower credit scores. People are being told that they need a 740 credit score, which is not true. People are being told that, you know, while they're in a Chapter 13, that they cannot buy a home, and that's not true. So people need to know that there are ways that they can, you know, purchase a home, even with their current situation, and that we do offer assistance with people with lower credit scores. And if they're not there, we have assistance with them getting there with trade line assistance and also credit education.
Now, you did a post saying, and Rob, you can't relate to this. you did a post saying you could buy a home with a middle score of a 580 and with only 3.5% down. You can actually buy a real home. This is not one of them toy homes you get at Walmart for the kids to play with. You can get a real home with a 580 middle credit score with 3.5% down. That's what you put up there, Tamara. Talk to me now.
I can definitely relate to that.
That's absolutely true. Last year, I want to say the year before last, I actually put a post up like that was very similar to that one. And it went viral. Over 14,000 people shared it. And it was, you know, some negatives and some positives going on. But a lot of people, they just don't know. And, you know, they always say what you don't know won't hurt you. But that's not true. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you because you're uninformed. And, you know, we perish for the lack of knowledge. And it's true. There are lenders still, even during this pandemic, they are offering these programs with a middle score of 580 with 3.5% down. Now, that's 3.5% of the purchase price, for example. And every market doesn't have this, but Milwaukee does, where you can buy a $75,000 home and your down payment would only be $26,25. And we're looking at a mortgage payment of maybe between $550 and $650 a month with everything included, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
Oh, wow.
Some people, they're paying it for a two-bedroom somewhere. You can't get a three-bedroom.
I know some people very close that's paying that much for a BMW or a Mercedes or a Lexus. Right, Rob?
I'm quite sure you know somebody doing that. I don't know nobody.
That's a car note with
a 1988 Chevy that I got to push to start.
So the housing market, it's a good time to buy. And I know we're supposed to be talking about the fundraiser, but, you know, I want to talk about enriching our people. Is it a good time to buy?
It's an excellent time to buy. You know, sometimes we get misinformed out here and get misinformation out to the public where they think that we're supposed to be afraid and scared of what's going on. I think that with this pandemic and, you know, people being in fear, that we need to really open our eyes and make sure that we are not living our lives with regrets. So whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever goals you're trying to achieve, with home ownership being one of them, you know, the essential workers, you still out here working, go ahead and buy your home. You know, the interest rates are historically low. Even the people with the low credit scores, the first thing comes out of their mouth, they say, oh, well, am I going to have a high interest rate? Absolutely not. The interest rates are in the low threes right now. Or mid threes, 3.625. Wow. One of my clients got with a 580 credit score. You're not going 6, 7, 8%. That's not it. They're not giving out rates like that right now. This is the time that everyone needs to take advantage of. And anybody that got stimulus money back and they're still working and their paychecks are coming in, you should be taking advantage of that, using that money for a down payment if you can. That's what I would do if I was him.
A 580 credit score. That is considered kind of bad, right?
It's kind of bad, but the lenders are able to do it. They have something that's called a manual underwrite. And if you have compensating factors, you've been on your job a long time, you have a good rental history, you have a good work history, you've been saving your money, those things help a person with a lower credit score to get through the underwriting process.
Wow, it's interesting. How can people connect with you? Now, can you help folks out? We're also in Florida, but we're also in Mississippi, and we're broadcasting in South Carolina. We're broadcasting in Michigan. Can you help folks out in those areas?
Let me tell you something. This is what I tell everybody. I don't care where anybody is. I'm helping everybody because I do have referral partners in all 50 states. And if they need help with the credit and they need help with trade line services, trade lines boost the credit scores up to help them qualify. If they need my help and assistance, they can reach out to me on Facebook. I'm Tamara Mutri. I have companies Georgia, Florida, Wisconsin, and Illinois. I'm not hard to find. I'm on Facebook all the time. I live on there. I do a lot of marketing. And they also can call me on my line at 813-473-6611. I'll repeat that, That's a Florida number, but you can call that number, 813-473-6611. And the best way to reach me is on Facebook.
There you go. She getting that bag, Rob. Securing the bag and making a difference.
Securing the bag.
Is there a Black Real Estate Association? Is there such thing?
It's called NARAB, and I was a part of that at first, and I ended up, you know, going on my own because I'm just that way. I've been a loner all this time. I own all four of my companies. I'm looking very soon to open up a mortgage company as well because our lenders need to be more conscientious about our people.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now,
they give us such a hard time getting financed. We need our people to work with our people, and that's why I'm electing to get my license back in mortgages because that's actually where I came from. I'm in the class right now to get my mortgage license back. I had it when the market crashed way back when. But I'm getting it back now. I'm 75% done with the course. I've already created the name Nationwide Mortgage Pros. Woo! Nationwide Mortgage Pros. Right. Here it comes.
Yeah, yeah. Couple more questions. I don't know, what do you do full time? Because I know you have a bachelor's degree in education. Are you a teacher or something?
Well, that's another thing. I did bring my education degree over to real estate. And I am now a real estate instructor in the state of Wisconsin, and that's one of my recruitment techniques for recruiting potential agents to become realtors. So I offer an online course as of right now. I'm able to offer in-person classes, but of course, now with the social distancing going on, I'm just focusing on the online course.
Right. Hey, Rob, you got anything for her? Any questions, brother?
Oh, no. I ain't in her tax bracket.
Man, he pay cash for all his stuff, so That's his problem. He has no credit history because he paid cash for everything, you know? Nothing wrong with it.
Well, listen, I'll take cash, too. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we have properties over there that you can pay cash for. You know, it's worth it. You can pay $20,000, $30,000 for something, and these people will pay in between $875 and $1,000 a month for these properties.
There you go. Be
you
over there.
You can have a tenant. I'm looking for investors, too.
Be over there investors on Fond du Lac. Be over there on Fond du Lac, Rob. He like hanging out on Fond du Lac. Yeah, he like hanging out on Fond du Lac over there.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know about Victor Burnett, Running Rebels. Shout out to the Running Rebels program in Milwaukee. Before we go, how has this COVID-19 impacted Fort Myers and the area? Has it been bad or what are your thoughts?
Our cases are not as bad as the rest of Florida. The Miami area seems to have been hit the hardest. On our end, it's not as bad. And of course, I've had to be safe as well going and showing these houses. My profession is considered being an essential worker as well. So I've had the mask up and glove up and, you know, sanitize up, wash my hands and make sure that I am careful about my own family because my husband has underlying health issues. He has high blood pressure. So we still need to make sure that we're, you know, being safe and masking up for other people, not just ourselves. It's right. About being considerate, you know?
Gotta take care of him. Gotta take care of the king. All right. Thank you so much. You got a website? You want to give out the website before we go?
Yes, I have a general website for everybody if they want to do new construction. www.showingnew.com, Tamero Sells Real Estate. There's a slash after that. www.showingnew.com/ Tamero Sells Real Estate.
All right.
Remember, you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Twitter not as much, but Facebook is my jam. I'm always on Facebook.
You're out there. She can be found. She ain't hard to be found. You know what I mean? You can find her. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. We're hoping that you get your goal in order to help out the frontline healthcare workers and continue that passion, that drive to make a difference. Okay, sister?
All right. And again, thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
You're
take
welcome.
Care now.
All right. Peace and blessings. All right, family. Back to my music. This afternoon jams brought to you by BestBlackNews.com.